Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is a former state officer with the FFA organization here in Iowa, is Gwen Black, who's also a recent Green County High School graduate. I'm just going to kind of let her talk a little bit about her year in review as a state FFA officer, and she recently retired from that position from last week's state FFA convention. So thank you very much, Gwen, for being on.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Well, first of all, Gwen, I'm sure people are sort of familiar with the roles that you've played this past year at the state level for FFA, but just kind of remind us what your title was and what your responsibilities were.
Yeah, so over this past year, I served as the 2018-2019 Southwest State Vice President. So I was a part of the Iowa FFA Association State Officer Team. There, I was tasked with quite a few duties starting pretty early in June, where I had to plan the Chapter Officer Leadership Training Conference for the Southwest District, where we had over 300 FFA members in attendance down at the Atlantic High School. Then continuing on throughout my year, I went out to Washington, D.C. during the summer for State Officer Summit, where I met with all the other state officers from across the nation. That was a really awesome opportunity. We were able to just be out in D.C. for a week and experience everything out there and advocate for the agriculture industry. Then during the state fair, I was out there for solid half the month of August, I guess. We were there before the state fair started and thereafter ended, just making sure all of our FFA members were attended to and making sure livestock shows were up and running and to our standards. And moving on from there, we had Green Hand Fire Ups. Green Hands are first year FFA members, and there it's just kind of another leadership training conference where we're getting them excited about FFA and introducing to them all the opportunities within the organization. Then we went out to the National FFA Convention out in Indianapolis in October, and we had a great time there. We all served as delegates for the state of Iowa, and so we voted on national constitutional amendments, and it was a really great time, and we got to see even one of our own, Erica Beyer, who was a past Iowa state officer, retire from being a national officer. After that, we really started gearing up and planning for a convention in April. Got a little break in there as I traveled to South Africa for the International Leadership Seminar for state officers this January, which was a really awesome opportunity. I spent 17 days in South Africa, both in the northern part of the country and the southern part of the country, just experiencing agriculture out there and kind of what just they do and how they live their lives out there. And it was just a really awesome opportunity. Then after that, we got right into FFA week when February hit. And so I was traveling all over the state in the Southwest District that week, doing chapter visits, meeting with members. And then it was district convention. And so my district officer team retired, and I ushered in a new team of district leaders. We advanced many students onto the state level to compete here in April, and then it was April and it was convention time at Hilton Coliseum, where we had all four of our sessions and we had industry experts speaking and doing workshops for students. There was a large career fair with lots of industries just wanting to talk to FFA members and recruit them. We had bunches of visiting state officers from other states come and visit us, and I was able to give my retiring address, and then it's been a great year.
Wow, that's amazing to be able to summarize all that in 4 minutes, Gwen. I don't know how you were able to fit so much awesome stuff in one impactful year. If you had to pinpoint what your favorite part of being a state officer for FFA was, what would that be?
Shoot, I don't even think it'd be one of those things that I just mentioned, but it'd probably be growing as like a family with the 8 people that I served with, because we spend so much time together. You're elected in April and you know none of the 8 people that you're standing beside. And then by the time you retire in April, you have just grown as a family and you know everything about each other. It's weird because then you kind of go off and you're still at college together, but you don't have to be together all the time like we had to, but we still choose to because we grew as that family.
So I know you can make the next jump up to national level, but any aspirations to go that high in office there?
Or? I'm not for sure yet. I'm working currently right now to receive my American degree. Got to get that together first.
Okay.
So I could run for national office. I haven't really thought that far ahead, kind of just letting this year settle down. I'm really looking forward to possibly becoming a national facilitator facilitating workshops is probably just one of my favorite parts of the year as well, is getting that interaction with members and getting to just teach them those leadership skills. So I'm looking at maybe doing that, maybe running for national office. We'll just see where the wind blows.
Now, you talked about the American degree. I'm a little familiar with the Iowa degree. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that process?
So as FFA members progress, you receive degrees throughout your years. So your first year, you receive your green hand degree. Next year is your chapter degree. And then you can receive the coveted Iowa degree, which is the highest degree that the state can bestow upon an FFA member.
Okay.
And it's just showing in your degree application the years of service and the expenses and like your job, and it's like a bunch of financial records. It's really just highlighting how much work that you've put into your supervised agriculture experience, and then you're recognized for that with your Iowa degree, and then you can continue on there. And then the highest degree an FFA member can receive is the American degree, which is the golden key. And so that, again, is just continuing showing your financial records and financial literacy and the service hours that you've put in.
Again, we kind of want to point out this for people. FFA just doesn't stop, obviously, with high school, because you've already graduated high school. You're in college now. And tell us how long you can serve and be a part of FFA.
So you can continue to be an FFA member until you're 21 or your fourth national convention after you graduate. And so that, again, gives you more time to work towards, if you want to, your American degree or your Iowa degree. Also gives you the opportunity to continue to show after high school. So that senior year county fair, you don't have to be done there. You can continue showing at the Iowa State Fair, and you get to be out there. And Iowa State Fair is a really great time. And I know we have quite a few FFA members of the Greene County chapter that still do show at the Iowa State Fair. So it's just a reminder that you don't have to be done after your senior year. You still have time left.
If you wouldn't mind being an advocate for taking those leadership roles on, because not a whole lot of people get those chances to be able to serve as a state officer like you had here from Greene County. Just tell us, being able to take those chances and get those leadership roles.
Yeah, it's not, I don't even say it's just being a state officer that is an area that chapter members can kind of show their leadership and take those roles, but it's just even just being a chapter officer, just helping out your chapter and then being able to help out your community is just kind of the best place to start. And if you really fall in love with it and want to continue from there, then you kind of just keep climbing up the ladder, and maybe you run for district office, and then you get to serve your whole district and you get to learn those facilitation skills so that you can teach others those leadership skills. And then again, if you're really still wanting it, then you get your Iowa degree, and then you can run for state office. And it's just, if you love it, you keep going, and you just serve where your heart takes you.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with Gwen Black, who served as the Southwest State Vice President for FFA. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.